Welcome to step four of our process of compassion cultivation. In this practice, we will look at embracing common humanity. Throughout all meditation and wisdom traditions, it's believed that the foundation for true happiness is overcoming this basic sense of separation that seems to accompany living in a human body. This sense of separation might include feeling different than or in competition with others, maybe rejected by others, or just being caught in a comparing mind. This meditation practice is designed to bring mindfulness towards the feelings and thoughts that arise when you contemplate three categories of others that we create in our mind: friends, strangers, and enemies. By focusing on our fundamental shared humanity, this sense of separation can begin to dissolve. Often, when we're suffering the most, our sense of separateness seems really strong. The happier we are, the more connected we feel with others. So these practices today will focus on enhancing the sense of connection. As always, we'll start with finding a relaxed yet alert posture, making sure the spine is straight but not stiff, relaxed but not slouching, the shoulders at ease, settling your weight into your seat, relaxing the neck, the belly, feeling the breath in your body, settling into the moment. Now begin with a few deep cleansing breaths, bringing the air deep into your belly, filling it, noticing that increased space, and then slowly releasing the out-breath, allowing your weight to settle into the chair as you release the out-breath, or settle into your cushion. With each out-breath, imagining that you're letting go the tensions and worries of the day. Now you can relax control over the breath and allow the breath to breathe itself as you bring your awareness to the simple sensations of natural breath. Just stay with the sensations of the breath moving in and out of your body in a gentle rhythm. Just ride the wave of the rhythm of the breath. Now bring to mind someone you consider to be a friend. It could be any loved one, a spouse, a mentor, a dear friend, or even a pet. Choose someone who most naturally inspires in you a sense of trust, joy, care, or affection. Bring them to life in your mind. Make their image vivid. By visualizing them, remember a pleasant interaction, or maybe even imagining hugging them. What you want to do is think about this friend and bring awareness to your thoughts, sensations, any feelings in your body, any emotions that arise. Notice how it feels to be with this person, in your mind and in your body. And now, as you keep this person in mind, this dear friend, say to yourself, just like me, this person wishes to be happy. Just like me, this person wishes to be free from suffering. Just like me, this person wants to be loved, to be safe, to be healthy. Just like me, this person does not want to feel afraid, inadequate, or rejected. And just like me, this person does not want to be sick, lonely, or depressed. Rest for a moment in this feeling of essential sameness between you and your dear friend. Sameness in the fact that you both want these same things: happiness and freedom from suffering. Now gently release the imagery of your dear friend and simply rest in these feelings of warmth and similarity to another human being. This common wish for happiness and freedom from suffering. And in this space, bring to mind another person. This time, what we might call a neutral person or a stranger, someone you might recognize by face but don't have any particular feelings toward, no real relationship, no inclination, positive or negative. So it could be someone who lives on your street, who you see frequently but have never really talked to, or maybe a cashier at the local store. Someone you've noticed in class or at work, but have no real contact with. Allow yourself to pick a particular person who meets those criteria and bring them to mind, visualizing them as best you can, recalling either a recent interaction or seeing them recently. Just imagine them walking down the road or doing their job, anything that helps bring them to life in your mind. And recognize that this person, whomever you've chosen, has a life full of complexity, just like yours. Undoubtedly, there are people who love them, depend on them, and as you do this, bring awareness to any thoughts, sensations, or emotions that arise when you think about this person and acknowledge that they have loved ones and concerns in their life too. Anything that comes up, even if that feeling is indifference, now for this stranger whom you can visualize in your mind's eye, say to yourself, just like me, this person wishes to be happy. Just like me, this person wishes to be free from suffering. Just like me, this person wishes to be loved, to be safe, and to be healthy. Just like me, this person does not want to feel afraid, inadequate, or rejected. And just like me, this person does not want to be sick, lonely, or depressed. Rest for a moment in the recognition of the essential sameness between you and this stranger, of the shared wish for happiness and freedom from suffering. Now you can release the image of this stranger and simply rest in this feeling of commonality between you and this person, both sharing the wish for happiness and freedom from suffering, just holding those sentiments in your mind and in your heart. Now, from this place of open-heartedness, bring to your mind a different person. This time, someone with whom you've had some difficulty, either in the past or maybe in the present. This could include any kind of conflict, anger, rejection, betrayal, competition. For this practice, it might be wise to start with a minor difficulty, someone with whom you've had a minor transgression, and then as you work with this more, maybe building up to more challenging relationships. Whomever you choose, bring this person to mind. Use visual images. See him or her in front of you. Perhaps recall a difficult interaction, or anything else that evokes a strong sense of this person. As you conjure them up, bring awareness to your thoughts, bodily feelings, emotions. What do you notice about how you feel when you think of this person? Maybe your mind gets swept up in the story of who is right and who is wrong, or feelings of sense of hurt. Try not to get embroiled in the details. Coming back to the breath and the body can help you release the hook of these specific thoughts. Simply bring the person to mind. Remember how you feel around them or the situation. and rest in the breath a little bit to give it some space. Knowing that although your relationship with this person is difficult, he or she undoubtedly has people who love and depend on them. People who love him or her, rely on this person every day, need this person. This person has hopes and dreams, pleasure and pain, just like you. That in spite of all the differences, you both want happiness and freedom from suffering. For this difficult person, see if you can connect to the underlying truth of what you have in common. As you say to yourself, just like me, this person wishes to be happy. Just like me, this person wishes to be free from suffering. Just like me, this person wants to be loved, to be safe, to be healthy. Just like me, this person does not want to feel afraid, inadequate, or rejected. And just like me, this person does not want to be sick, lonely, or depressed. Continue to sit with the image of this person and the sentiment that you both share, this wish for happiness and freedom from suffering. You may find this practice challenging or maybe even contrived. With time and sincere intention, any hollowness or phoniness often transforms into a real sense of core human sameness. Have compassion for yourself and bring patience to any challenges you face as you work with this practice. As we conclude this meditation, take a moment to acknowledge your own heartfelt desire to be happy and free from suffering, and celebrate having invested time in cultivating your care for yourself and your care for others.